Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it back, back, back.
Going down.
Lost these everything.
Everything.
Lost everything.
Everything.
Lost everything. I lost everything. In the eyes of God, all's being seen. From young kingpins to crack fiends. I lost everything. I lost everything. I lost everything.
Everything.
I lost everything.
Yo, master thought and all the border pawns. Swing your magic wand. Disarm your firearm with my palm. Dislocate your arm. Hit it silently to seem calm. Through the eyes of God, I reside in modern day Vietnam. Filled with young minds designed to be curious. Soldier, where's your war paint? Situation getting serious. New cops, new clocks. Government issue new positions to take the guards off the earth. What the devil's wishing. You won't last with religion. It deals with division. A law's all. United we stand, son. Divided we fall. Throw a mic through a stage floor and hear the crowd roar. Pandemonium, killer arms selling out in stores. Alcoholic beverages, white boys sweating from their pores. Screaming hip hop is what we living for.
A law sees everything. Everything. A law sees everything. Everything.
Hey yo, what's today's mathematics, son? You can't quote. You get your throat chopped by the sword I possess in my palms. It's coming down like napalm bombs to cause explosions. Now you frozen, 32 below the equator. Cause you savor the flavor that the guard branded on your dome. With the microphone, that's multiple like a lifesaver. Coming from all angles to hit your pressure points in your joints like a chiropractor. To leave you paralyzed from your neck on down the ass crack. So where we at? We in the middle of a war zone, black politically. World life, you had it open. Your eyes have realized the game plan that the Caucasian man got mastered. And you only plan with one man left on the battlefield. So grab your steel and your shield and stand firm. With your guard you now, to guard you right now. Cock back in all safety with one in the head. Enough said.
A law sees everything. A law sees everything.
Yo, poetic, extremely urgent materials. Hit the streets and made the criminals imperial. My ego's lost, I got your testicles. I'm a killer without a symbiote. Spitting poisonous darts, teeth the charts, attacks the heart. Undersea sharks in the dark. Vision that sliver sits with a pen that's poisonous. Deadly venom's the ink that'll drill them. Stick them, pill them, reveal them, and kill them like the pilgrims. Challenging the executioner, you must be stupider than Jupiter. I turn your ass into stone like Medusa. Nighttime edition without vision. LCs are prisoners, the stages to prison. Night prince the warden, mine is made of platinum. I fear a million civilians. I'm flown like water skiing through the region. Lyrical Avenger with a two-shot Dillinger. Prime Minister Avenger. Plotting assassination with a Desert Eagle silencer.
A law sees everything. A law sees everything. A law sees everything. Everything.
War zone
zone. War zones means more poems. Death tones get spazzed on. Crush microphones. Cut a couple of charges, but wasn't measured in ohms. Napalm palms, hands bomb, walking firearm. Everyone gets fired on. Throw stones at clones that smash bones. Yeah, I scream on dudes like Little Jones. Lyrical Destructicon with tunes bigger than Megatron. My unit Voltron, harder than any surface you walk on. Church, Lebanon, Don, killer arm.
Every time I throw briefcase killer, keep an eye on Jack Diller. Got bitches for all the case, at least little one, no persuasion. But Latin, Asian, Caucasian, to say the least, it's your ass. Second they turn you on, they off you by twice as fast. Killer arm, we all for a common cause. This is to remind you, it ain't nothing to find you. We approach on the front, other niggas behind you.
Purple laser beam, slice you like a guillotine. Free killer since Shahid, all dreams locked in the beam. I'm a killer machine, to the extreme. At night I sleep with my lady, her name is M16. If I'm ever, wherever, if I do war, C4, so close. You from ever, wherever, if I do take all the clothes off. Score with metaphors, bulletproof for law, ready for outdoor war.
Every time I come through, yo, the flows is glossy. I shine on cash, plus my goons is flossy. Spit the ill shit, six day I'm bossy. So when I bounce in the blue whip, lean the knife. Roll the window down, you can see the gleaming ice. And I'm fucked up, all I see is beams of light. White mics and white tee on, I fiend for mics. And my hoops go hard while we getting the honeys. Killer army every day, spit nothing but 20s.
Peace and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Alive. We're here, Prosperity Thursday, and we are honored again to have back on the platform our special guest by special request, Shogun Assassin, Just Airways in the building, family 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions. Or your comments. Let me get my brother, like no other, in the building, all the way from the slums of the Cleveland. My co-host with the most, Killer Season, in the building. Let me get it together for Killer Killer. What's going on, Killer?
We got killer season.
It's killer season, and we got the army in the building, the warlord in the building, Killer Army's own Shogun Assassin, and our other warlord comrade, Just Airways in the building, man. Let me get these beat arms together. You know what I'm saying? Bring in Killer Arms on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, blazing, yeah.
The airways, the stages, and the microphones. Shogun.
What up? So,
what's going on?
Who from up the way or down the way, man?
Killer.
Killer, you from up the way or down the way? Nah, he from up the way or down. He know what I'm talking about. He's from up the way or down the way.
Man, I'm from Westside, Cleveland, all day.
Okay, okay, okay. I just want to know, you know, up the way, down the way, you know. I'm from the O2. You know, I'm from the O2, so, you know, we move. All right. We know the different sides of different cities, you know. Short North yeah. Mountain Columbia, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? 161, you know what I'm saying? St. Clair, you know what I'm saying? I was up there for a minute, you know. I went to Fair East High for a second.
All right. Yeah, I went to John Hay over there.
Okay. John Hay.
You know, John Hay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Grew
up on, but like I said, on my side, I grew up on Detroit.
Okay. I feel it. I was on 79th and Superior.
Oh, you over there with them chillers? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I went from one place to another place. I went from KV, Killerville, you know, Steubenville. I went from there to Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
And back.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
That's why. That's where that whole philosophy came from. Anybody can get it, man. It's all over. You know what I'm saying? People were feeling that way. People were feeling that way everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And then back then when I was up there, it was like gangland. Shit, it was gangland when I was up there.
Oh, you had to be up here in the 90s, yeah.
Yeah, I was like 90, 91. I was like freshman.
Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was popping.
Yeah, it was like really, it was like East High for real. They locked the doors when you come. If you wasn't there on time, you don't get it. You don't get no education that day.
Nah.
You don't even get a chance to get beat up that day. You know what I mean? You don't get a chance to lose your lunch money that day.
Nah, not
you
at all.
Lose your lunch ticket, fuck around up there. You know. But yeah, you know, it's ACG, we just airwave in this motherfucker.
Airwaves. All right. What party can you go to? And I ain't there. You know what I'm saying? That's Airwaves vibe right there. Right there.
Yeah.
Doing our thing, man. This is episode 800 for us.
Oh, that's what's up.
800 episodes.
Building
milestone.
Well, straight up build or destroy right there. Straight up. And yeah.
How y'all fellas feeling today?
You trying to figure
man,
it
I'm
out?
Good, I'm good.
We heard the coughing. Pass that shit. You know what I'm saying? Pass that shit.
I'm about to email y'all two hits. That's me.
Yeah. So what's going on with the project, man? What's happening?
Well, of course, the project been pushed back. It drops tomorrow everywhere.
Mm.
So we just had to come on and let y'all know that, you know, it's been a delay. Artwork things, the label was dropping other groups, and they were talking about it was conflicting. And I was just like, okay, whatever. We'll push it back. It don't matter. It gives us a chance to get the artwork together and, you know, get other things together. Get the next album together.
Right, right.
But we're good now.
Yeah, we're good now. Yeah, we're good now. Now we just got to get some videos sponsored and be in there.
So be on the lookout for the visuals, crazy visuals, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. What's the first joint y'all going to be having, or can y'all leak that or no?
That's
going to
ring the alarm right there. Okay. That's ring the alarm, that's the first joint. Yeah.
Killer Man, you got to go down there and get in that video, son.
Just hit me up, shit. I'll be there.
Get in that video.
You got a choice on the highway. You can come past the yellow, you can shoot through the
camera. Right.
You can shoot through the camera either way. Two ways. I'm just saying, you know. We everywhere but nowhere in particular. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right. That's right.
You know what I mean? We everywhere.
We're in the motherfucking watchtower right now.
Yeah, we're the watchtower.
Up in the motherfucking watchtower.
Watching the snow.
Yeah. Watching the snow.
Hey, the snow say anybody can get it.
How would you say?
That the snow say anybody can get it.
For sure.
The snow said, fuck it, I'm getting disrespectful and disrespectful.
Exactly.
Hunting
season when snow
falls. Yeah, that's my shelter. I found my shelter after the first album. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I'm about to blaze this album for everybody. It's out tomorrow. A little secret for you. If you get the CD, you get a bonus track and you get skits on it.
That's
so all my albums, all the albums that we will be dropping will be like that.
Can you put a video on that thing over there?
No, we're not.
Tell them where they can get it at.
The video going the next one. Yeah, but he said it was something. He said that's what was the whole hold up. The whole hold up was the video. Yeah, they said they gonna put the video on there. But there's a bonus track on there and the skit. There ain't no skits on the digital version. You gotta buy the album for that. You should buy music.
Hell yeah, we wanna hear the skits. It's real hip hop fans out here wanna hear the skits. You know what I'm saying?
You wanna hear the skits?
We gonna buy the CD. I wanna hear the skits.
Yeah, you got.
That's part of the movie, right there.
You want the artwork and all of that? You want to feel the vintage feel of hip hop? You gotta get it like that. Now, if you wanna live in a digital world. When you go on, when you get the digital copy, you get this song. Not a second over, neither. When it fade out, it's over. Finito. It's a red ass. It's Reynolds.
It's a rat, huh?
CD's on sale tomorrow. Anybody can get it.
Yeah. Everybody can get it. Everybody can get it.
That's what it is. CD's on sale. Everybody can get it. Anybody can get it. It's on.
Right here. Ham gam. All right,
so what?
Get at me.
So what should people expect from this album?
Being actually fucking creative instead of, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just like it was all right. Me and the stuff. It ain't nobody. You know what I'm saying? We got our little pieces on there, but everything is premeditated too much. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it ring the alarm. I'm giving everything I am before y'all walk from it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
So. Y'all be looking out for that Holla At Me, Get At Me tour right there. You know what I'm saying? The damn, the visuals gonna be crazy. The videos is coming. You know, this project, you know what I'm saying? You know they're gonna drop 7 more projects in the year. You know what I'm saying? These cats working harder than half the people. You understand what I'm saying? These cats working harder than No Limit was. You know, they had some shit for. You know what I'm saying?
I got other projects coming too. I got other projects coming too on a hush. On a hush, very disrespectful projects too.
That's what I need in my life.
That's what I need in my life. There's gonna be some shit like, damn, why did them two click up? I didn't even know they even fuck with each other like that.
It's like mixing gasoline with fire.
Yeah. It's about to get real hot. I'm gonna have dudes stripping like they got the heaters on them. You gotta come up off of that.
So y'all got a limited edition, huh? How many physical copies y'all pushing on? 100.
The number. 100. Yeah.
Get them while they last.
Yeah. You don't even get the extra 37. You don't get the other 137. You just get the 100. You don't get that understanding.
That's what I'm talking about. Disrespectful.
Very. But I got 100 for you. I got a hot 100 for you. I got a hundred pack. Collector's item, because people act like they don't like CDs. They don't like to read the folders. They don't want to see who produced it no more.
You know, they don't like really good CD players on cards like that. They don't.
I know that shit.
Next, you're going to have the ACG flash drive.
Right.
You get the fucking thumb drive.
Yep.
That's gonna be crazy right there.
Yep.
I seen
the artwork on it.
I seen Doo-Wop had the same joint out. He had a thumb drive and shit.
And all the GTA cheat codes. So that way, while you playing it, when you put it in your game, you think about us. You know what I'm saying? So anybody can get it while you playing the game.
That's what it is right there. Anybody can get it. So what's up with the documentary?
We didn't even make one. We're doing it now.
Our documentary, we're doing our documentary now. It's going to go with the next album, too.
Yep.
That's going to be cool.
All right.
The end of this.
It's going to show us making beats. You're going to hear some break beats. It's going to show you the real lifestyle of us.
Probably some real vulgar, offending language, too.
Hell yeah.
I ain't thinking that bad thing. For what? You know what I mean? You want it, this is how you get it. We haven't thought of how we're gonna come with the next album though. But for this one, we do know that there was very much heat on it and everybody should cop it. Because it's definitely the raw essence of hip hop. It's really just us going off about just going off, man. Just going off about going off. Yeah, and it's live. So, you know, it is what it is when we turn it out. Yeah, shout out to the team, too. Nice, Grand Killer Army, the whole team. The W. All of
the W's. Everybody.
Yeah, because they just did the some shows in Philly and New York. I couldn't go though.
25-year anniversary joint.
Yeah. I couldn't go. I was very upset about that. But I was working, so.
Sorry to hear.
Yeah, I am too, but I did good work.
That's what's up.
Work, so I ain't mad about it. It'd be another one. If not, hey, history is being made now anyway.
Hell yeah. Ain't nothing while we talk. We making history. We
are history. That's it. This is the 800
show,
like. You know what I'm saying?
This is history.
And the show got hit. You know what I'm saying?
Airways in the building. Airways in the building. So y'all like a dynamic duo right now? That's official?
Oh, yeah, that's it. You know, this is it.
All right.
This is what it is. Mr. Fisto on Airways.
So what makes it to where you two can work together so well?
We just have that. Well, we've been around each other forever.
Yeah.
Like, we've been around each other since the late 80s.
Oh, shit, okay.
And then, like, he was young around me, you know what I mean? I got to God about a couple of years, so, you know, while we were doing our thing, he was watching and observing and learning. And then, you know, we got the studio one day, and Fourth disappeared and went to the store. I recorded it. And
stop that. Stop it, though. No, you ain't allowed to touch nothing. I touched everything on that board that day. It made it so bad at all.
But that was his first joint, though. But you know what I mean? We've just been around each other so much, so, you know, we know what we like to hear, and we know what we want to hear. You know what I mean? So we're giving people what we want to hear, as well as I know people want to hear it, too. Because I know if I want to hear it, there's got to be somebody else that want to hear this type of music.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't be the only one feeling real shit. Like, you know what I mean?
The people who are listening to the same people who don't do what we're going through some type of way. Right. Therapy, right? We getting out our mental shit. And we sorting out our problems on pen and paper. So if somebody's somewhere going through what we're going through, and they got to respect it.
I ain't going through this leather leggings shit these niggas is wearing nowadays. I ain't going through no kind of problem.
What?
Niggas is wearing like leather leggings and shit.
No, we don't do that.
I boots on and everything.
We don't do that.
Nah, hell no.
We don't do that in the world. Not where I'm from.
Not where none of us from. Shit, yeah, not no. Look.
Yeah, I ain't from there. I ain't from where they from. Even if they live on the street. Even if they live on the street, I ain't from where they from. That's not my neck of the neighborhood.
These niggas, man, I'll tell you, like, Jay did that shit to this Prodigy on the motherfucking Summer Jam screen. This shit, these motherfuckers is doing this shit nowadays for a check.
That shit crazy. Bro. Leather leggings, bro. You know what? I don't put it past them. Because they feminize everybody anyway, so it's already. They did that with the cartoons and everything after that. The real has just got to be the real, and the real just got to keep what's around them real. That's all.
That's it.
And not let everything fall into a culture. That's all. Keep everybody on point. Well, you can get it. Where you can get it, and that doesn't even have to be a violent way. Like, you can get it, because the universe is gonna give it to you anyway. And you go
all day,
like just blatantly, just disrespectful, like with no remorse. You know?
That's right.
It will put you in tune.
yeah. So who y'all getting out of the stuff from?
What'd you say?
Where did y'all getting out of the stuff from?
Oh, Resident moved out here for a while, and they brought with them to the location. And I had BGT classes back here. And out of the few that came, the ones that stayed around was the ones that chose their show.
So,
you know how that goes. Like that with everything. At first everyone looked at it until the labor. It's appealing to everybody. Until you see the labor you have to put into it. And the labor was the self-realization and the correction of yourself and the going to war with yourself every day. No one wants to do that.
And love her right.
Yeah, they don't want to have their own checks and balances. So, by them not wanting to have it, they're damn sure not going to take it from anyone else. So then they're just doing this shit out of control. Basically like a boat without a rudder. That's why I said shout out to them and thank them on so many levels. Because where I'm at, it's like very, very easy and very susceptible to go in the wrong path. Easy. Because there's very, very little light shining in the valley all the time. Let's just put it that way. You know? 800 episode, building and destroying, man. Building and destroying.
For sure.
You know, anybody can get it, just like the knowledge in themselves. You have to get it yourself. You have to look for it. It's not far at all.
And the student is ready to teach her up here.
Right. Ask and you shall find out. You know what I'm saying? You shall be answered.
All right, so Shogun, like being a part of a group, you know what I'm saying, for a while, and then being solo, and then going back to being part of a group, which one works best for you?
Basically, all the same for you.
Really?
I'm doing the same thing. It's just that another force is doing the same thing I'm doing with me. So it's like, yeah. So it's like, you know, instead of me just thinking of a song my way for the song to work and for it to be classic and full and colossal, you have to let the other mind, you know, be creative too. Because that way you're getting two views of the same picture. It's not just, you know, a 2D picture. Now it's 3D. Because they're seeing it from a whole other angle. And there's a whole other light on it. So the whole shading is different. It's more vivid. Like Bob Ross.
I feel you.
You get to paint that picture. You know, of that same concept. You know, you get two versions of the same picture layered on top of each other. So there's nothing going to do nothing but enhance it.
All right. So Airwave, tell them what you bring to the table. You quiet over there.
I stay quiet. My mind thinks and messing up. I don't know, man. I've been in beat maker mode the last couple of days, but I'm bringing everything to the table. You know, I don't only do the production of the writing. I do the directing. I do all that shit, man. Directing, shit, graphic designs. I do all that shit. So I'm bringing something to the table.
Oh, it ain't no question. You just got to let them know.
Yeah, so y'all can catch me directing these videos that's about to come out. We're keeping everything home. We're keeping everything simple. Anybody can get it. Simple mathematics, man.
So when y'all plan on dropping the video?
We're going for next month. All right. It's below zero out there right now. It's cold out there. Shoot something. My camera might get exhausted. But it's crazy out there right now. Other than that, man, we got more projects coming out. Bar Exam. That's my little solo joint. Bar Exam coming out. Smack Attack, we got a whole bunch of stuff coming.
Kill Shot. Introducing Two Blocking.
So y'all dropping like 40 projects this year?
No, we ain't going 40 projects. We ain't going 50.
It might be about a good.
Just 35.
That don't mean we ain't gonna be on a lot of people.
Good. Yeah.
Might disappear on some stuff.
Shit,
you know what I mean? People might, you know, want him to do something with him. So, you know, we might be on probably 30 different people. So.
Because
they can catch me on. You can catch me. I just made a band page too. My band page, because I lost my account.
Put some of this paper on.
So I had to make a new one. On this show, Assassin the First on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, Shogun Assassin the First, THA, 1ST.
No, I ain't going
out. You know what I mean? Shogun Assassin. So, yeah. You'll be able to, I'm going to put merch on there and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
Have some merch on there.
Some
songs.
I got to pick her up for work.
Some songs and stuff on there. Videos.
Yeah,
you know, we just going to do our thing.
Not fair to the world over
there. You know?
For sure.
I feel me. I'm going to just want to pick her up. I'm going to do
it. Yeah.
I'm back. We was really interrupted.
It's all gonna be disrespectful.
You like that for time.
Sometimes you gotta be disrespectful in a kind way.
Everybody wanna get out of this fucking snow. I'm sure not to get out about.
All right, so you said y'all got the merch. What y'all got? T-shirts, hats.
That's not the gum. Like, that's in the works now. You know,
T-shirts. We got a beat show that we working on when we make a beat.
Yeah. Show it with
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then I could talk about the advantages of the program that I have for me.
All right, so somebody out there trying to get at you to do some work, how do they get to you?
You can hit me up. I mean, I'm on Twitter. I'm at Real Airwave Just. On Facebook, I'm Airwave Just. I'm everywhere. YouTube Official ACG, that's our page. We got some videos up there now.
Yeah. You can catch me. That's it. Shogun Assassin the First. My band page. You'll be able to connect me there. Definitely. Always checking that.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Facebook Shogun Assassin. I got two accounts, so check that up. You see me. One I had an artwork for probably from one of the albums or that had me rocking the mic. Like I love to do. Yeah, we just had it like that, man. It's gonna be some beautiful work, man. Beautiful work coming. Some beautiful products for the people, for us. Yeah, so.
So on the production side, like motherfuckers can get it to all and buy a beat, or,
yeah,
or they can get you on a t-shirt, like
yeah, all of that's gonna be like all of that's on my band page. Like you, when you hit me on the band page, you can just inbox me about it. Then we chop it up, you know. We work all of that out, you know.
That's
all of that out, the details of that. Through there, yeah, reach out, like you know what I mean. Shogun Assassin, reach out.
Let him know. My man wants his royalties, though.
It might not cost you a lot. It might not cost you a little, but, you know, it's going to cost you. For real, for real. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like, if you get on a track with me and you don't kill it, it may cost you your career. They might, like, start looking at you like, yo, he's really trash, yo.
Yeah.
No, I'm messing with you. No, seriously, though. Real shit. No, real. These are real. These bars is real. These bars is real. It's like being in Lorraine right now. Circleville.
So if you're coming through to spend your money, hey, you should do it. Because he's trying to kill you on your own side.
I'm an assassin.
That's it. That's
what I'm
that's the point right there. That's the point.
Assassins are known for killing. You know what I mean? If you want a powder puff wrapper, go get you a powder puff wrapper. Somebody and leggings.
Leather leggings. Yeah. Go get you some. Motherfucker with leather leggings and a tutu on and shit.
And a onesie.
And a onesie.
Oh, ass flat onesie. Motherfucker, I'm surprised they ain't wearing those. I should have never said that. I should have never said that. Somebody probably gonna be like, yeah, that's hot.
Right. That's that shit right there.
That's the business right there. Not having no one. Yeah, just, you know, holler at me. You wanna beat, you wanna verse, you know what I mean? You wanna collaboration? Or you wanna book us? Hit me on air, you know what I mean? All of that, you can hit me through Facebook. You know, for real talk. That's how you compensate nowadays.
Yeah.
That's what it's for. Like, it's for to intermingle with different people. Like, it's basically brush elbows. It's like, you know what I mean? That's what I use it for. But, you know, you got other dudes that's out there chicken hunting. What's it called? Blow fishing? What's it called? Catfishing.
Yeah.
That's
a blow fish. Same shit. You get stuck.
All that shit. Same shit. Either way. You get blown up. You get gassed up. Whatever. Whatever the fuck it is, it's false.
That's blow fishing. That's poison. That's what Nas said. Anku, you said that shit. But yeah, 137 in your area. Live and direct. Live.
You know, anybody can get it.
Anybody can do it.
The 800th show. We in here. We are in here. And we're going to be here for a while. The show is going to go, but as far as being there, yeah, I'm there all the time. So y'all need to get in touch with us. We can set this tour up and come to your neighborhood, drink at your corner bar with all your friends, and go to the show and have fun. And then I go my way and you go yours. And then I come back again and do it. You know what I'm saying? Let's do that. And party and have fun and enjoy the music. And not let it go no further than that.
So y'all got some shows set up, you know what I'm saying, for the people to come see you?
Well, we're doing all of that now. We're working all of that now. That's, you know, we're doing all of that now. We have to get the material together. For real. You know what I'm saying? But now, you know, we got that. The next step is touring. Definitely. Videos and touring. You know, so, back to the Shogun the First. Facebook. Booking. We even shoot you a video if you want to. Rhymes. I ain't writing your rhymes, but you know what I mean? I'm going to bring mine to you later. You know, I even come host your party. I come host your party.
Right.
You know, y'all get me drunk. We have fun all night.
But it's going to cost you.
Yeah, you get me drunk. I'm going to need paid, though. Of course. I mean, my liver is going to pay the toll, but you know. At the same time, my pockets need to too, and the toll booth needs to be fed as well.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yes, indeed. But no, man, make sure y'all catch me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all that.
Got you.
We'll talk prices. We'll talk all that shit. It's negotiable.
That's very. We got a heart to give you. I know my worth, so I'm not going to belittle myself. All right,
you got to get yours.
Yeah. And I'm going to bring to the table the best product I got for you. You know? I want everybody to hear every verse that I say, man. He killed that. He killed every song. I don't even got to be the best. I don't even want to be considered the best like that. But I want it to be like, not even I want it to be. It's going to be like that. It is like that. Like every song that he's on, he killed. Period. So
having all the bullshit out the way and actually having a project coming out, is it like a weight lifted off your chest, or you just planning for the next move?
You planning for the next move.
Yeah. I don't get no weight off my chest. I'm like the balance beam. You know what I mean? As soon as that one side gets, you know what I mean, light, I need to balance. I got to put something in the other hand and keep going. You know what I'm saying? I got a whole other project that I'm thinking about now. When this was wrapping up in December, I wasn't even thinking about this actual, you know what I mean? I knew I had to tie up some ends on it, but at the same time, I wasn't thinking about it no more because, first of all, it was finished. It was put together and finished. So, therefore, I could mentally move on to the next, you know what I mean, to the next project.
Mm-hmm.
Or two, or three, or four, or five. You know,
Right.
Yo, I gotta go ahead and look it up right now. I'm gonna say peace to y'all, man, and I thank y'all for having me.
Hey, man, glad for you to be here, man. Handle your business.
Don't be a damn stranger. This your fucking home over here.
I'm never a stranger.
They do live over here.
It's home of the disrespectful right here. Hell yeah.
All right,
all right, peace.
Oh, no, I wasn't out. Yo.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's basically like that, man. You know, we shaking, we moving, he got doing what he's doing. Got some shake to do. I'm just basically for real getting ready for the next one. Getting this one together. I'm looking at my dry chalkboard right now. And like all the things that I got coming up. I got 3 projects coming. Yeah. The next ACG album, and then Children 3. And, Target Practice.
Target Practice.
3. Yeah. That's coming out.
Okay. Killer Ben, you got to be on Target Practice 3, man. Get your shit together, yo.
I'm practicing. I'm going to send my verse in.
All right, you got the email. You got the
right.
Yeah, y'all got the email. You got the Facebook joint. So it's like, yeah.
All I need is a shout out. You don't even gotta say my name. Like, yo, shout out to the disrespect. That's it. That's all I need. I'll be like, hell yeah, I made the album. He's like, he ain't talking about you. I'll be
right.
Like, yeah,
he ain't talking about you. I'll be like, yeah,
he is. Right? But yeah, so we about to shoot these videos. Cause I still gotta shoot some for the first two albums. You know, I still gotta shoot videos for that. I'm still gonna shoot videos for that, even though they came out already. I'm just gonna pick the song. I'm gonna pick the single that I thought would be the single off of that. When I drop it, you know what I mean? What I was thinking. I'm going to shoot that, and then it's going to rock accordingly. But there's more projects to come. And there's still different stuff. There are too. Man. This next
gotta stay work.
This next one is going to be stupid.
So you got a target date for it?
Yeah. I'm shooting for the 25th. Of April.
Oh, shit, okay.
Don't act like you would have been surprised, though. You understand?
Nah, there's some
other I wouldn't have been surprised, but I've been like, damn.
There's some other stuff dropping before that, though.
All right. There's always something.
Yeah, there's something coming before that. So. I said I'll be...
So you out... I got to do a video for projectiles.
I was thinking that. But I was thinking about doing the video for complaining.
Mm.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing the video for that. Yeah. That's what I was thinking about doing. Some just grimy, real grimy.
Yeah. Thing.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just bars. There's nothing else but bars for you.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Body Somebody, though. I was thinking about Body Somebody. I was thinking that. at first. But then I was thinking, then I started thinking, I kept hearing complaining, and I just was like, man, this beat is so hard. I was just like, that's it. That's it. And then I don't know if the second one, for sure. I haven't thought about that one yet. Yeah. I'm actually almost done with the third one. What do I think?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm almost done. Because I got, it don't really take me long to do music. You know? Like, I'll do a lot, I'll lock myself in. I'll turn my phones off and I'll lock myself in. I won't do nothing.
So, how many tracks you got set up already?
I guess, like, I would like to say about four. I'm thinking like four.
Okay.
Maybe, you know what I mean? Maybe. But I think I got more tracks somewhere. Like, I know I got, because I just do songs, so I just got to search for them. I'm being very unorganized. I got hard drives everywhere, flash drives everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, not like everywhere around the house, it's just like I got them at this place, you know what I mean? And I got them over, you know what I mean? I might have stayed the night at Pop's house or something, and I might have left it in the room, you know what I mean?
He's right.
Not like messy. Like, I got to think where it's at, because I start thinking the song, and be like, where that song is? I'm always in the song. Because, you know, I got the laptop, so I could do a track anywhere. So, you know, anything.
Dude.
He just needs a pure signal. Get the pure signal, pure quality signal to be good. No matter where you at. If you get it without any type of outside interference, you just get the pure signal, you good.
So what program are you running?
I'm running Reason.
Oh, my favorite.
There's a lot of people don't like it, though. A lot of people don't like it. I love it. I'm sorry. I love it.
I always have.
Shout out to Propeller here. Y'all didn't let me get my own channel.
So, get this man a channel.
For real. I'll clean it up. I clean it up a little bit. I just have to do all my curses and stuff and all my bad language before I got on camera.
Yeah.
Y'all give me an uncensored. Unless you give me the uncensored channel. It's cool. But they're editors. We're editors in this shit, so you can edit all that out. They pay people for that. The color here, they got swap. I mean, you know, I really wouldn't want much. Just give me some, you know, rack extensions. You don't even have to pay me. just let me get a couple of rack extensions. You know, I'm cool. Discount too. You don't even have to give them to me. Just let me pay like $25 for a couple of things. You know what I'm saying? Don't get outrageous with it. Like, you know.
What about Battlezone
offer? I don't want something. Ah, yeah. That too. See, there's a lot of songs on this ACG album that is like, it's definitely video worthy. We could just.
You got to holler at us. We can get us. You know, at us. We get that expert opinion over here. You know what I'm saying? From a fan perspective,
we should
Y'all go sit down with these fucking retarded ass journalists and they be talking that dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? You gotta highlight your family. Like, your family supporting your music, been fucking with you since the 90s. You understand? So we like, nah, fuck that. Let's fuck with this right here. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, Babylon, yeah, definitely, man, definitely, I was thinking about that, too, but,
and you gotta do the Ville, Trunk, Steubenville, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I gotta do that one, I gotta do that video, it's not anything, so, that's what I was thinking about for the third album.
Hmm.
I mean, for the second album. I'm tripping. I'm already thinking about the third album. But I was thinking about that for that. That's what I wanted to do for that.
So. Well, since y'all shooting the dot, like, put it in there some kind of way, you know what I'm saying? That's some kind of story right there.
I definitely want to shoot that video. Definitely. That beat's crazy too. I don't know if I'm gonna have one. I'm gonna have one.
Nah, that's mine right there.
Yeah, cause I was definitely thinking about doing that video for that song. When I made this song, I was thinking about it. I was like, you know what? This is definitely a video. Show how desolate and very non-becoming it is in this area. You know,
mm-hmm.
Very uninspiring scene. But, you know, the elevated mind finds inspiration in the smallest things. But yeah, reasons though?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Especially now that they put the VSTs in it for that.
Yeah.
I was rocking with it since I think like 3.45 or something like that. 3 point something.
I had like 3.2.
That was before Kong.
Yes.
Yeah. That's like NX19 or something like that. And I can't remember what else was in there.
Then I had 4 and 5. I did a lot of work on 4.
I did too. I got busy on 4. 4 made me love it. 4 made me love it. I started understanding them more. Because I went from a Kurtz Will to that. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
So I went from the Kurtz to that. And yeah, shout out to Kurtz Will too. Thank you. But yeah, I went to that. And my homeboy gave it to me, actually. I got the program. I was like, this dude was in the studio, I was like, I was with his computer, and he had this program on it, and he was making beats on and shit, and it was fucking amazing. He's like, yeah, what you talking about? He's like, you talking about magic? I was like, nah, not magic. It's like acid? I was like, nah. It was like a rack, bro. It was like actual, you know what I mean, equipment.
Right.
Oh, you talking about this? Right. You talking about this? And then he pulled it up. I'm like, yeah, that's it. He's like, look, I got a copy of it. You can have it. I'm gonna burn you a copy. I'm gonna give you. Gave me that.
Yeah, you can flip it around and you can change the plugin.
Yeah, you can rewire it and everything. It teaches you signal flow. It teaches you the whole signal flow. Like, so if you were to go into a studio, you got a basic understanding of how shit is wired and rewired up and how you can wire it. You can run this stuff through stuff. You can run instruments through instruments and use them as filters. It's crazy. Crazy. I love it. I'm actually looking at it right now while we speak. Like just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm actually just, you know what I mean? I had just got done doing a track, actually. And
Right.
He was changed good. Anyway, you know what I mean? Yeah, came
good. We ain't got off into the producer shit. Knowledge, where you at?
Shit, don't let y'all talk chop, man. Don't let y'all talk chop. Product coming out tomorrow.
Yeah,
definitely. We got 10 digits, 10 drinks, you know what I'm saying? So they're going to have 90 left.
All right. And yo, you know what? They got them is the CD. Got the skits on it, though. You know what I mean?
The digital one
is limitless. It was all day. Don't run out.
Oh, shit.
So y'all buy those right on up. Y'all buy those in those CDs right on up, bro. Especially them CDs, because y'all need to buy those now, because he's talking about buying 10. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they done.
I know there's a few other people that's going to buy like 10. I was thinking about getting vinyl, though. But they said you can't get vinyl because people don't buy vinyl. Like that.
That's retarded.
I said they buy vinyl more than they buy CDs.
Right,
anything.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's crazy DJs. I wanted one too.
Yeah, vinyl is popping right now.
Yeah, it's back. I just bought a record player. I just bought one. There's a Bluetooth too. Yeah, Bluetooth and everything.
Oh,
it's got a
shit.
Tape deck in it.
Oh, shit.
It's got a tape deck in it too. I bought it for the low too. Like, I think like $39, $59 or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I came up, I bought it around Christmas too. I came up a little bit. But I seen another one. So it got a, it's a USB joint. Same thing. But yeah, a lot of that type action, that type technology helps to make great music that's on the KCG album that comes out tomorrow. You know, at like 12 o'clock tonight. I hope you, hope you pre-order, because he's trying to buy up all the CDs. You know, I know my mom and them, they're going to buy them up.
My mom and them.
Yeah, mom and them. It's a wrap.
Yeah, them going to be all her friends' Christmas presents. Got one of those. My mom going to buy them up and send them to all her friends. All her from me and my son.
That's it.
From me and my baby.
That's our support.
To you and yours. Yeah, my mom is all about it. I talked to her the other day, too. She was like, yo, I'm going to tell them about your music down there, too. She said, you know, I'm your number one PR. I got you, baby. Because I know if you get it, when you get it, I know you ain't going, you know what I mean? She's like,
Shout out to Mom.
For sure. She's the one that had all the records that played all the music.
Yours too, that's what's up. My mom was mad as fuck. Because I used to tear records up on my turntable.
She used to play me all the James Ingram. Shout out to him. You know what I mean? Just passed away, a great legend. Just passed away, James Ingram. 100 Wave. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. Mom used to bang that. Yeah, she used to hate that. You know, you get the record and you try to tell her that it's not scratching your record for her like that, because I'm not doing it heavy and I'm not grinding it in there, so it's not scratching it, you know what I mean? Plus, you know, you take the alcohol to it afterwards. It's good. Yeah, I just bought it. I just bought one. I actually went and got some vinyl yesterday from the basement that I had back in the prison. So I got all those records back, and it was like, you know, you remember the old school chesses that looked like the old school treasure chesses
with the
latches and all that.
Yeah.
I opened it up, and that's what it felt like. Like, I found some very rare treasures. Some records that I didn't even know that I even had. I don't even think. It was so bad that when I had the records, I didn't even make it to the bottom of the crate. I've never made it to the bottom of it. So that's my new goal. To make it to the bottom. Or it's